activists from the Ethiopian community. Thank you. Support and stay tuned for Cabot's Cabaret.
Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caduspc.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on the Cabaret program, we'll be having a sneak peek of the Denver Steel Guitar Show, which is happening this Sunday in Thornton at Dougie G's Lounge. We'll be featuring the Jim Hyatt Band, along with steel guitarist and Denver Steel Guitar Show organizer Tony Ortega. They recorded this set for us last week, and KGNU's Dan Wilging speaks with them between some of the songs. This is the Jim Hyatt Band with Tony Ortega here on the Cabaret on KGNU.
One, two, three.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another special edition of Cabaret, where we feature the best of our musical talent along the Front Range. Tonight is no exception. We have the fabulous Jim Hyatt Band with special guest, steel guitar extraordinaire, Tony Ortega, and we are live at Dougie G's Dance and Nightclub in the heart of beautiful downtown Thornton. And we are going to be having a great hour ahead for you guys with the Jim Hyatt Band and Tony Ortega.
Everybody wants to dance with my baby. Everybody wants to hold her for a song. Ain't no man alive she don't drive crazy. All them boys, they just can't leave her alone. All the cool dudes are cutting in. Every cowboy wants to take a spin. Every Joe Blow wants some skin to skin. Everybody wants to dance with my baby. Everybody wants to hold her for a song. Ain't no man alive she don't drive crazy. All them boys, they just can't leave her alone. And when the music starts to play, every cowboy starts to look her way. They just wanna be close to her, feel her body sway. Everybody wants to dance with my baby. Everybody wants to hold her for a song. Ain't no man alive she don't drive crazy. All them boys, they just can't leave her alone. Everybody wants to dance with my baby.
Some of my kinfolk have disowned a new other for me. And I guess it's because I kinda changed my direction. And Lord, I guess I went and broke that old family tradition. Why do you roll smoke? Why his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my unique position. Lord, if I get stoned, I'm carrying on that old family tradition.
Jim, you wrote those last two songs, right?
I did while I was in prison. They let me out for good behavior, hoping that I would change and be good.
Did it work?
Some more Hank for you.
Hey!
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? And hey, sweet baby, don't you think, baby, we could find us a brand new company? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing free. If you wanna have fun, come along with me. Singing, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Something up. How's about cooking? Something up. How's about
good Hank song.
Yeah.
It's a great Hank song. But there's no such thing as a bad one.
That's true. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Tell them about it.
A word of sympathy. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love laying there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Always depend on Tony.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Dougie G's Dance and Nightclub in beautiful downtown Thornton tonight, recording this show for Cabaret. And we're honored to have the Jim Hyatt Band with special guest Tony Ortega, steel guitar extraordinaire. And now the new CEO, CFO, CIO of the Denver Steel Show. Hey, Tony.
Wow, what an intro. Hey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, so welcome to Dougie G's Lounge, and thanks for playing for us tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is an honor.
So let's talk about the Denver Steel Guitar Show. How long has it been going on, and how long have you been involved with it?
I've been involved with it for about 6-7 years. And it was going on a lot, actually, way before I've been involved. I took a hiatus with my steel playing career for about 20 years, and the steel guitar show was going on during that time by a gentleman named Dick Meese. And at that point in time, it was called the Rocky Mountain Steel Guitar. And then it was taken over from Dick, Mr. Dick Meese, who is a fabulous steel guitarist, by Chuck Lettuce and Bob Case. And then they carried the flag, and they've been doing it probably for about 7 or 8 years. And this is the first year they turned the show over to me.
All right, right on.
Yeah.
So what do you have planned for this edition of the Denver Steel Guitar Show coming up on August 29th? At Dougie G's Lounge on Thornton, 10. You might have to edit this part out. Okay, I don't see the address. Yeah, I see it now. Okay, coming up this Sunday, coming up on August.
In a week,
it's better if we
yeah.
do it live, and then you don't have to get in your mind that you can go back and fix your screw ups. But okay, coming up August 29th at 10217 Cuiva Street in Thornton, Colorado, Cuiva Street. And Thornton VFW Hall.
That's right. Dougie G's hosting the show, so we're very happy that he's able to do that, and we're all so excited about the show. It's going to be a fabulous show. We've got some great players, some fabulous talent, and we have some heavy hitters this year, and so you don't want to miss it.
No, you don't want to miss it. Let's talk about the heavy hitters that you got coming, Tony.
Well, let's see. First of all, we have the fabulous Ronnie Miller. And Ronnie was actually the steel player for Charlie Pride for the last 28 years.
Last 28 years, yeah.
He's had an amazing career. just touring the world with Charlie Pride. I think he's played the Grand Ole Opry over 100 times, and he's just toured the world with him. And Ronnie's such a fabulous player. It's just going to be great to have him part of the show, and it's just going to be a big highlight.
Yeah, and we also have J.D. Manus coming.
And before we get to J.D., Ronnie's actually from Denver, so we're bringing Ronnie home to do the show, so it's going to be great. And he knows probably most of the steel players that are playing in the show, so it's going to be a great point in the show.
And, Tony, do I remember right, but you took lessons from Ronnie Miller at one point in your life, right?
I sure did. I took lessons from Ronnie, and Ronnie actually, there's two styles or configurations to play the pedal steel, and one is called the Emmons style, and the other is called the Day style. Emmons is named after Buddy Emmons, and Day style is named after Jimmy Day. So Buddy Emmons rocked from right to left, and Jimmy Day rocked from left to right. And that's how you have your pedals configured.
Oh, okay.
And so Ronnie Miller is the one that showed me the difference, actually. And since then, I've been playing what is called Day style.
Can you demonstrate just a fragment on, for us?
Yeah, sure.
And then maybe show us the Emmons style?
Well,
if you want to,
you won't be able to hear the difference because the rocking is just, it sounds like this. So I'm rocking my ankle and my foot from my left, and then I'm rocking it to the right.
Oh, okay, so you're slightly moving it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but Buddy Emmons rocked the other way.
But it's still
he rocked to the outside, and Jimmy Day rocked to the inside. So I rocked to the inside. But the common practice is Emmons style.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And then we also have the guy that had the job in the Charlie Pride Band before Ronnie Miller coming to the show.
That's right. Mr. Todd Clayton.
Yep.
Todd Clayton was just a youngster, and he's a fabulous player, and he got connected with Charlie Pride. Todd Clayton's from Denver, and at a very young age, he was in his 20s, and he played with Charlie Pride for a little while, and then decided, I really haven't talked to him, so I bear with me, but he decided to pursue a career in something else, and so I believe he's been a
airline pilot
yeah. for the last over 30 years.
Yeah, so. We touched base last week, and
uh-huh.
he went to school and then became an airline pilot, and now he's retired. So,
uh-huh.
yeah, he was.
So
out.
Now he's back at it.
Now
yeah.
he's back at it. Yeah,
isn't that great?
Which is kind of amazing about the steel guitar. It's an instrument you can always go back to.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So and before we go, let's talk about the Rusty Young Award.
Well, I'm sorry. We got to get to J.D. Manus, who's one of our heavy hitters.
You got some work to do.
We forgot because you mentioned him, and I just wanted to mention J.D. is a fantastic world famous steel guitarist who's played with Eric Clapton and.
He had that solo on that very famous song.
Oh yeah, Wonderful Tonight with Eric Clapton. That's right. So he's a heavy hitter, and we're so excited to have him as part of the show. So it's just going to be fabulous. He's such a great player, and it's just going to be – everybody's so excited to have him here.
Oh, yeah. He elevates the room. Yeah, he played 5 years with the Desert Rose Band with Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson.
That's right.
He played on the International Submarine album
uh-huh.
and with Gram Parsons and some of his cronies at the time in 1966. And then he shows up on Sweetheart of the Rodeo for four cuts on, Sweetheart of the Rodeo with the Birds.
That's right. He's had an incredible career.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to the Denver Steel Guitar Show on August 29th. So from 12 to 8 p.m., you want to come out. You're never going to see this many amazing steel guitar players in Colorado like this. So it's going to be a great day, and we're looking forward to it.
I would like to mention one more thing, though. The Steel Guitar Show this year is dedicated to Rusty Young. And Rusty Young passed away earlier this year. And we've created an award in his honor, and it's called the Rusty Young Inspiration Award.
Yep.
And we'll be giving that award to a well-deserving steel guitarist this year. And we also have some special guests that are going to be part of that presentation. And that is Richie Furay from the Buffalo Springfield and Poco, of course, as well as Rusty's wife, Mary Young. She's going to be here, and they're going to be part of the award presentation. So it's going to be quite a thing.
Which is, Rusty Young is another Denver connection because he grew up here.
That's right. He grew up here, and I actually saw Rusty when I was a teenager. He was playing in a band called the Benzacrick, and I saw him playing at the Lakeside Amusement Park when I was a teenager, when I was a kid, and I thought, that's a damn cool instrument, man. I'm going to have to learn how to play that thing.
So is steel guitar easier to pick up when you're younger, or can people older pick it up?
I think it's... Some musicians take to it like butter, and other musicians is just a challenge. But even if you take to it like butter, it's...
All right, we're with the Jim Hyatt Band and at Dougie G's Dance and Nightclub, and we're having a party here with some of our friends in the nightclub tonight.
You are tuned to the Cabaret program here on listener-supported KGNU. Tonight's edition was recorded live last week.
Support comes from Motus Theater, presenting Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration. Black women leaders who were formerly incarcerated tell autobiographical stories about the injustices within the criminal legal system. Sunday, September 19th at the Dairy Arts Center and on Zoom. More information and tickets at motustheater.org/events.
Great job.
If I could play steel guitar like that, I wouldn't play bass. But if I could play bass, that would help too.
It would help the band an awful lot. It'd help us an awful
Everybody
lot.
Wants to be a drummer, though. Yeah.
Someday.
You can't beat it.
Is that your only chance to hang out with musicians?
Right.
I remember this about your shows, Jimmy. You guys like to cut up and joke around and have fun, huh?
We do. We have a good time. You know, before we do the next set, you mind if I tell you about these guys?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. On bass guitar, without him on bass guitar, we would be one person short.
And you wouldn't have a bass player.
And wouldn't have a bass player.
Yeah.
Playing the Beatle bass. Woo. How's it look to you guys out there?
That looks cool, man.
Yeah.
1962 Hofner.
That's the kind of Paul McCartney played, right?
Right on, man.
Yeah. I was looking at that. I thought, wow, that's different.
Yeah, it's been a hard day's night.
Randy Kettleson.
Yeah.
Randy.
Yes, thank you. Good to be here. And the Steel Show is going to be a fabulous event for this whole city.
Yeah, we're so thankful it's going on, and we're able to do the Steel Show this year after last year, so... Thank you very much, Tony, for doing this for us.
And on the drums, I got to talk to you about this drummer. He's been with us for about 18 years now. And
seems like 25. But
or 30.
Hey, you're 12 years from a pension now.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
I still remember his first night with the band. He did really well, and the band got together and talked and says, hey, let's hire him. So I asked him if he would like to join the band. And he never, ever answered me. And it's 18 years later, and he hasn't told me if he'd like to join. Pete Luthman.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm still thinking about it, and I'll get back to you.
But it's very important to know that when you're in the Jim Hyatt band, Jim pays weekly.
Absolutely.
Very weekly.
You know, this is going out on the radio. You don't have to tell everybody.
Well, usually you have a cutoff mic for me.
But for this is radio, we want to hear it all, man. Yeah.
Yeah. An old cowpoke riding out some dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once somebody heard a red-eyed cow's he saw. Going through that ragged sky,
ragged sky,
up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Their brands were still on fire, their hooves were made of steel. Horns are black and shiny, his hot breath he could feel. Well, a bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard,
coming hard,
and their old devil cry. Yippee-yi-yay! Do some cowboy stuff for you.
It's like around the campfire and everything?
That's right.
Love that stuff.
From this valley, they say, you are going. We will miss your bright eyes.
and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that brightens my world for a while. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Please don't hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the one who had loved you so true.
Oh, tell him, Tony.
So many years for the love I had longed for you to show. Now they say you are taking the sunshine, and they say you are going away. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Please don't hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the one who had loved you so true. And the one who had loved you so true.
Oh. That makes you want to sit around the campfire and roast marshmallows.
Well, you really struck a chord with me when you sang that song, Randy, because my mom used to sing that to us when we were kids. So.
I watched you out there lip-syncing it.
Pete does a fine job on that. And how about that harmonica playing by Jim? I mean,
yeah. Sometimes just, I amaze myself.
That's just,
you know,
one of his many talents. Well, maybe that's the only one, but he can do a fine job.
Come to think of it, Randy, I introduced you guys.
Yes, yes, well, you know. I've never been to the Red River Valley, but Pete takes you right there with that fine song.
Great singing, Pete.
I guess we should say something about our fearless leader.
That's what I was waiting for.
Mr. Jim Hyatt.
The one that pays you so weekly?
That's the one. Stay in your seats, everybody. Please stay in your seats.
Now, Jim put this band together over 30 years ago. Fortunately, I wasn't here. I wasn't born yet. But, Jim got started... out of state, and then he came all the way from Ohio.
Yeah, I was actually going to dig into some of that, but it said on your webpage that you play 15 different instruments.
I do.
You master them, so.
Yes. I don't play any of them well, but I play 15 different instruments.
Wow.
And Jim's very bashful about this, but he started out at the Jamboree in Wheeling, West Virginia, as one of the staff musicians, where Brad Paisley started out, and Jim was one of the staff musicians at the Jamboree in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Brad Paisley wasn't even born when I was playing there.
Well, but you were still there where the big guys were.
Yeah, I got to see all of the big named acts. I got to see Buck Owens, I got to see Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash. And you know, and all the time I was so young and I was a new musician, you know, I only started maybe 6 years before that, so... My intent for that whole show was to meet all the sidemen. So I met Don Rich, and I'm proud of that.
That's cool.
What was he like?
Nicest guy. I mean, just like a brother. He just talked to you like you were everybody else. Just real nice guy. Buck Owens, the same thing. You know, those two are always together. There was some good guys. Merle, I never saw Merle. He came out and he left.
Were any of them as nice as Tony Ortega?
I have to say that...
Boy, that silence is deafening.
I have to say
Tony writing the checks now?
Yeah, I have to tell you that none of them were like Tony Ortega.
Nobody is.
No.
Nobody is.
One of a kind.
You know, that's an interesting thing about steel guitar players, as I've had the good fortune of standing in back and watching these guys. There's no universal style. These guys kind of have their own settings with their knees, and it's difficult for them to sit down, I think, at a different steel, isn't it, Tony, because of the settings, or am I seeing that all wrong?
I think that's what he was starting to explain with the pedal system, you know, the A and B pedal. I've been playing steel for 20 years, and no one has ever paid me to play. So you can see it takes a long time.
Well, do they pay you not to play?
We took up a contribution.
I haven't had that happen before. Back when Chuck had the steel guitar show, he was our steel player at the time. And I said, anytime you need a fill-in for a steel player for the shows, you just let me know, and I'm ready for it. And he says, it's not going to happen.
Wow. I guess he had some standards, huh?
I guess he does.
So how did you learn to play all those 15 instruments then? And which ones are they?
Oh, geez.
I've seen a few of them right here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started playing rhythm guitar and that when I was 13, 14 years old. My mom played guitar. She taught me to yodel. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that was kind of my start. And then my dad, who was a fiddle player, he decided that there isn't enough bass players around, so he talked my brother into buying me my first bass when I was 14 years old.
You talked your brother into buying the first bass?
My brother, he was a big instrument for making me this happen for me. He bought my first bass for me, and got my start.
Wow.
So I played bass for the first probably 10 years of my career. When I was on a jamboree, I was a staff bass player.
All right.
And then I moved on. I started working retail, so I'm moving from this town to this town to this town. And I moved to a town where they didn't need a bass player. So they said, hey, will you play guitar? And I says, well, sure, I'll play. And I've been playing ever, you know, when I was a kid. So I picked up the guitar and started playing lead guitar for the guys. And next thing you know, I move, I'm playing piano. So my dad was a multi-instrumentalist also, and he played piano. So then I went to piano. In the meantime, I went to school and got so close to the band director, I played all the brass instruments, all the woodwind instruments. I played out, that's where I learned to play upright bass. So all those instruments came along.
Wow.
And being from Ohio, West Virginia area, I end up playing all the bluegrass instruments.
Like banjos?
Banjos, mandolin.
Oh, I wish you hadn't brought up the banjo.
No, let's not. We're going to talk about the banjo. Where is my banjo?
Well, the last time I saw it was chalked behind the trailer, chalking the wheels.
Yeah, it was a downhill thing. We needed something to keep it from rolling away.
you know what you call a bluegrass band that uses a steel guitar instead of a banjo?
Smart one?
Enlightened.
Enlightened. I still remember I had my favorite banjo, and we were playing a gig. That's been years ago now, but we're playing a gig. We got all done with the gig. I take my banjo and pack it up first because it was a real nice banjo. I take it out to the car. I came back in. I forgot to lock the car. I forgot to lock the car. I came back in. I went out a half hour later. Sure enough, there was two banjos.
Well, you know what a perfect pitch is, right?
Perfect pitch. I've never had that problem.
Throw the banjo into the dumpster and it doesn't hit the sides.
Perfect pitch. Yeah.
That's good. Good one, Tony. Good one.
Where does it say that Tony Ortega tells the jokes?
In the contract you gave them.
Yeah. You know that contract you have where everybody has to stand up and you get to jump off the stage when I introduce
into the
you?
Mosh pit,
yeah. Well, Tony's got his own contract.
So, Jim, one more question, or maybe two more.
Sure.
Or maybe three more.
Sure.
But so you play all these instruments. So I've seen some of your shows, and you have quite a repertoire. It's been a while when you were at Whispers
Whispers.
Yeah.
In Aurora.
We miss Whispers.
Yeah. And you were playing rock and roll and you're playing country. So what all the kinds of stuff that your band does do?
Well, we do a little swing, little big band swing stuff, you know, okay. New York, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And again, you've heard the country stuff. We do some classic rock stuff. We get just start on the 70s, but we like the 50s on to 70s, you know. We always said, what do we tell everybody? We want to be a 60s band.
Yeah, then something happened.
We all turned 60.
Oh, we did doo-wop with Kenny Knight of the Drifters, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we backed up several big-name people. Kenny Knight, who was with the Drifters. Fred Wynn, who was with the Dell Vikings.
Wow.
And George Armand,
yeah.
Who was with Dion and the Belmonts.
All right.
So we had a show with all three of them at one time.
Big doo-wop show.
Yeah. And then Pete and I were very fortunate enough. We got to back up Eddie Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we also got to back up Michael Martin Murphy at that same show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we've gone through some people. They've never asked us back. But...
Because you asked to be paid. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
that sealed the deal.
Comes down to that.
Yeah. So how many shows do you play a year now?
I would say we probably close to 200. Close
wow.
to 200. Yeah,
that's
we do at least two a week, you know, and then sometimes three and four, depending on what's going on. Last week we did three.
Sure.
So
right
yeah,
on.
We keep ourselves busy and we enjoy doing it.
And every once in a while you get brave and hire a steel guitar player, right?
You know, it's funny you say that, but I've always been a steel guitar enthusiast.
Oh, hi, Tony.
I'm one of the bands that way back when Randy and Pete and I, we were a trio, and the only time we changed that is when we had a steel guitar player that we liked.
Oh, and okay.
We invited. If we didn't like him, we didn't invite him. And Tony Ortega is one of the best. And Chuck Lettuce, he was one of our favorite steel guitar players. Matter of fact, he's a good friend. He's a real good friend.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plays a good saxophone, too.
I taught him that.
Oh, you taught him that, okay.
Well, actually, I played...
It's your fault.
I played trumpet, and he was sitting out there, and he says, you know, I used to play sax. He says, I think I might try that again. And he picked up the sax at home, came out, and we were the only band for the first 2 years that he played saxophone with.
Oh,
and we
wow.
did some real nice horn parts
the
together.
Horns of plenty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, horns of plenty. Yeah.
Jim Hyatt's horns of plenty.
Yep.
All right. We're here with the Jim Hyatt Band and special guest Tony Ortega on steel guitar at Dougie G's Dance and Nightclub in beautiful downtown Thornton, Colorado for you tonight on Cabaret.
We're going to do a song about the great state of Colorado. There's a place where Mother Nature's got it all together. She knows when to let wildflowers bloom. Somehow she always seems to know exactly what she's doing. And the Lord's a fit to furnish elbow room. Have you ever been down to Colorado? In my mind, and if God doesn't live in Colorado, I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time. I'd love to be there watching early in the morning, when the sun comes up to drown the Mountain King. And if by chance you dare
Jim, was that an original?
Somebody else wrote it.
It was his original, or her original. Okay.
You know, I heard that song. That was on a Merle Haggard album, just an album cut. And that was back in probably late 60s or something like that. And now they don't even put that album's no longer in print. You can't get that album anymore.
Really?
So several other people have recorded it, but you can't. It's hard to get Merle Haggard's version.
Oh, okay. What album was that then?
I don't remember.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's so much of that we lose, you know, and then we got to wait for some European label to put out a big box set, and we got to pay all this money to find all these cuts that, wow, that was really great. Like, you start going through Leona Williams' box set on Bear Family, and there's some great stuff on that.
Love Leona Williams.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
I'd like to do one more Cowboy song, if you guys don't mind. You know,
Tony,
speaking of getting paid.
We get paid...
We're all dressed up in style, for in a little while we're gonna ride into town. Every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. So we're feeling fine, because there's lots of time before we're all homeward bound. True heart and golden hair knows that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around. Now what does a cowboy do when all his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle all in the town, all my friends I love. Maybe some blue-eyed gal went for a wrong about a ride across the hot desert ground. True heart and golden hair knows that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around. When payday rolls around.
Wow. That was great. Besides knowing all this repertoire, you guys are really... got the harmony thing down too. I mean, it really sounds nice.
We just love harmony. We the three of us got together. Actually, prior to the drummer with us, we had a guitar player that did the third harmony, and then Pete comes along, and the guitar player retired.
Oh,
he left us. So Pete took over and made it even stronger.
A lot of Jim Hyatt Band touches on a lot of
country songs that were done in two-part harmony, and we've kind of put our own stamp on them with three-part harmony that's a little different than what people are used to hearing, but we love doing it.
Yeah, sounds great, yeah.
You know, Randy started way over, 30 years ago? Or no, you took a 30-year hiatus.
Yeah, I must be 92 if you go with that route.
Well, I mean...
You played good for 92.
You played music originally with your father.
I started in Iowa, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. My father was a career musician, Johnny Kettleson. Started with a very, very famous band, the Tom Owens Cowboys, out of WMT Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wow.
And I grew up with that, and lots of wonderful stories of the road of my father playing with Johnny Cash and Farron Young and Conway Twitty and Webb Pierce and all of them. So I had that great legacy. Took a hiatus, came to Colorado, kind of picked up with the Jim Hyatt band where I had left off, and I just love those kind of roots that we all have in this band.
How long have you been with the Jim Hyatt band?
Forever.
Forever, okay.
Let me answer that. Randy was with the band for 10 years, and then he retired, and it's 8 years later.
Something about the bad penny or something, but yeah, I've been with Jim. Went through a calendar a while back, and I saw that I have played about 1,500 shows with the Jim Hyatt Band, so we've been at it a while.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Fun guys to work with, and we do it because we have fun doing it, and that's the only reason that we go out and tear down and set up and tear down and set up, because we love doing it, and the people are wonderful.
Well, we appreciate you having you, for sure. Yeah. So what do we got next?
Well, you know, since we're trying to do a lot of classic country, that's what we like the most. And the only thing we haven't done is George Jones.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a song that George Jones made famous. Just lately, another gentleman came out with a hit with it. And we play the George Jones way. See if you like this.
All right.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay.
Spend my nights in a bar, liquor was the only love I've known, but she rescued me from reaching all the bottles, and you brought me back with me too far. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and I stay stoned on your love all the time. Whiskey, you're as sweet.
All right, we're with the Jim Hyatt Band tonight at Dougie G's Dance and Nightclub at 10217 Cueva Street, Thornton, Colorado. And Dougie is even here tonight. He's kind of watching us. And I wish he would come up to the mic and say hi to y'all, but he's really shy and bashful, and so we don't want to put him on the spot. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And Dougie, thank you so much for letting us come in here and have a good time in your club. And we really appreciate it. And we want to thank you guys for coming in here and being our live cabaret for Tuesday night. So, and Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And don't forget the Steel Show, August 29 from 12 to 8 p.m. here at Dougie G's Lounge and Nightclub in Thornton, Colorado. So that's going to be a great day. And we're so thankful that we get to do this one more time. So thank you.
We're going to continue with this. Another George Jones song. I feel cheers welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's going to be burning. It's now alone in the sharp pain. I never said. Is on, and here comes pride at the back, heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back, try not to fall. My heart's tired of the running, true love's ready for another set. The race is on, and it looks like heartache.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Ifa, O'Donovan, and Hawktail on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this all-star show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
Support comes from Venus de Miles, an all-women's bike ride in Lyons, Colorado, taking place on Saturday, August 28th, to benefit the education nonprofit Greenhouse Scholars. Riders choose from three course lengths, all of which end with the festival at Bone Park. Registration and information at venusdemiles.com.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente con Música para la Gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador on el 24 de agosto del 2021. Ay, 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 Vesuvius erupted on this date in the year 79 CE, burying the Ciudad de Pompeii. En esta fecha, en el 1215, Pope Innocent III declared that the Magna Carta was illegal, unjust, harmful to royal rights, and avergonzoso, adding that it was null and void de toda la validez pa siempre per secula seculorum. Because it challenged the divine right of kings and queens. Ah, lastima. On this date in 1349, 6,000 Jews were killed by mobs in the then-Catholic city of Mainz in Germany. In 1572, Catholics in Paris began what became known as the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre, in which between 5,000 and 30,000 Protestants were killed for being the wrong religion. In 1954, on this date, President Eisenhower signed the Communist Control Act that made it a crime to ser parte del Partido Comunista. And in 1998, the first radio frequency identity chip was implanted in a human being. So tonight, we're going to dance it off with the annual Festival Cumbiambero Veranero, a late summer night of all cumbias, all night long. Pues, pa dos horas.
¿Qué fue, Chita? ¿Qué te pasa?
La cumbia candela.
¿Que te toque la cumbia candela?
Claro,
pues. ¿Cómo no? Ahí te va, pues.
Cambian de vida, se baila como rumba
en la Florida,
se baila como rumba
en la Florida,
baila Antonio Molina
en la Florida,
se baila como rumba
en la Florida,
se baila como rumba
en la Florida.